We're speaking with Maricela Alcala, the CEO of Griffin Place in Kalamazoo. What do you think are likely to be the biggest, at least short-term, mental health impacts of the, you know, the current coronavirus crisis?
Yeah, I mean, right now, everybody that's trying to stay at home and making sure that they're not out and about is increasing the number of people that are going to probably feel isolation. So when people struggle with their mental health, we always recommend to find support systems and supports. And if you're isolated and you're not connected to family members, friends, or community, it can be more difficult. So that would be one, is the isolation and feeling lonely. And also the not knowing. We don't know exactly how long this is going to take. We don't know exactly who is affected and who's not affected. And that can create increase in anxiety and stress levels. So for somebody also with anxiety, that could be very problematic. And if you add on isolation, it can be very troublesome for somebody and really struggle during these times.
What recommendations do you have for people to try and avoid that problem?
Yeah, I mean, there's different ways that you can hopefully address the isolation. Is continue to stay connected with your loved ones and community. It can be through social media or through phone. And also, if you're yourself are not struggling, but you know of somebody that might be struggling with their mental health, check in on them. Send them a text, a phone call, maybe just even something saying, I'm thinking of you, and making sure that we're still connected. Try to stay within your routine in your home, if that's where you are. Is, for example, if you go to the gym, I know my gym closed right now. Look on workouts online or try to do some sort of physical activity within your house. Try to continue to still eat healthy. I actually am also working from home during this time because we want to make sure that all of our staff are healthy to be able to take these calls, and even dressing as if I'm going to work, even though I'm working in my home and not in the office. So trying to kind of continue with your day-to-day schedule, but in your home. And then at the same time, is again, very important to continue to talk to people, make phone calls, you know, connect again through texting, and then checking in on each other to making sure that everybody's okay.
Griffin Place put out a news release that had, you know, some other suggestions. One is to focus on the present rather than on what could happen in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And also, you know, taking a walk, getting outside. Those are all good ideas, I assume, for people to try and alleviate stress.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And going, it's nice and sunny out today, you know, in any way that you can also get some fresh air. Like you said, take a walk. If you have a pet, take your pet out for a walk. Sometimes also pets are very helpful, you know, to help with that loneliness and feeling that you're with a loved one is another way. And yes, you know, we're taking things day by day, and we're all in this together. We don't all have the answers, and we're all trying to do our best to stay healthy and have our loved ones stay healthy. So supporting each other is also going to be very important.
Now, you mentioned that you are working from home, as are the other members of your staff. So the Griffin Place building is closed, but that doesn't mean that Griffin Place is not offering services, correct?
Correct. Yes, we are part of a statewide system, and we do have technology that allows us to be able to work from home. So all of our staff are at home taking calls, and we're also through the internet and technology, we're communicating with each other and making sure that we're coordinating all of these efforts and making sure that we're responding. Our volume right now is actually higher than the normal. And so it's really important for us, also our staff, to stay healthy so we can continue to support community. So we did make the decision to work from home and making sure that we're still responding to all of these calls.
Yeah, so you are receiving more calls than you would normally get at this time.
Yes, we are. We have people dialing 211 asking more information about the virus, and we're communicating, we're updating by the CDC regularly. We have people that are now calling to volunteer to support community organizations that probably don't have enough staff to, for example, bag food. And we're also getting calls from those individuals that just need some additional support and talk to somebody, because this is a difficult time. And we want to make sure that we're there for everybody that needs the help.
Griffin Place is the coordinator for the Kalamazoo County Response Consortium, which is activated during times of crisis and disaster. Could you talk a little bit about that consortium and what it's doing now?
Yes, this is the convening of many organizations within the Kalamazoo County. And we actually just had a call this morning, and we're talking about fundraising and how to support local organizations to making sure that we are providing the supports that are needed. So we've talked about food, we talked about childcare, we talked about mental health, and making sure that whoever is needing those supports, that they are available, but also providing to the organizations the capacities that they need to be able to provide the service. So yes, we're coordinating on a regular basis. United Way and the Kalamazoo Community Foundation right now have fundraising efforts to support these organizations and make sure that any types of services that are needed during this time are being sent out to community.
That does, raise a question, because so many organizations have had to cancel, fundraising events. I know Ministry with Community had to call off its Chefs Against Hunger, which is, I believe, their biggest event of the year. So is there a danger that, critical nonprofit groups are going to have a hard time getting through this, not being able to raise money the way they do normally?
Yes, it's definitely going to be a challenge, but I do also trust that we are a very supportive community and that we're going to rise to the occasion. Right now, like I said, United Way and the Kalamazoo Community Foundation is helping us raise funds to right now. Our immediate priority is to assist community. And then, we'll have to figure out fundraisers and our internal revenues later. But I really do think that coming together, we're able to do more. So hopefully we'll be able to overcome, as everybody will be having challenges during this time. And we're one of them that are going to have definitely these challenges to fundraise and kind of recover from any type of expenses or delay in services, or even absentees in some services if we just can't provide it. But we're working on it, and we're coordinating all of these efforts. And it's very important to making sure that we are okay. So recognizing how we are feeling during these times, knowing that it's not unusual, and that there's many of us that are struggling, and that there's also many of us that want to help, and reaching out and asking for help is the best way to be able to help yourself. And again, I'm going to give you the 381 helpline, or 381-4357, if anybody is needing that emotional support, or if anybody is wanting information up about the virus and how they can get help within the community because of childcare, because of food or sheltering, to dial 211.
We've been speaking with Maricela Alcala, who is the CEO of Griffin Place in Kalamazoo. Thank you so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you.